what is going to happen in Tshwane in terms of services. Yesterday, we had a conversation with the Joburg mayor, Jeff Makubo, who assured us that essential services will be operating as normal. But what happens in Tshwane, where things have been really difficult in the last few weeks and months, where they haven't actually had any real leadership, you know, and then there's been this ongoing infighting within political parties as to what is going to happen. That city, as we know, is under administration right now. Let's bring into the conversation the Tshwane administrator, Mpho Nawa. Mpho, good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for being with us today. I think there's a real worry in regards to Tshwane that because the city has been rudderless for so long, that services will not be delivered during this lockdown. Can you tell us otherwise?
No. Thank you very much for the opportunity and the listeners of 702. Now, the city of Tshwane would be responding like any other city in the Republic. Moreover, it is a mega city, so we have put plans for a response to all to throughout these 21 days of COVID-19.
What are they?
Well, you would know that the Minister of Nkosana Duma has put up a regulation, so we accomplished to ensure that we provide services in these difficulties. We also ensure that people would be able to be at home. Basic services will be provided.
What sort of basic services, Mpho?
Well, I think the issues about refuse collection will as continue as usual. Waste transfer stations will continue. Landfill sites will continue to work. Bag services will also be rendered to existing clients. Of course, we have reduced the numbers. We will also go into a bit of shifting the policy going online. So the services that are basic, which we refer them as basic, will be provided to communities. The city will be saying, I'm just finishing up a meeting with the regional head to ensure that we don't disengage in what we're supposed to do.
And in terms of areas like informal settlements where services don't exist in any sort of proper form, what extra care is going to be given to them during the lockdown?
Well, Tshwane has more than 220 informal settlements. We have actually demarcated those which are hotspots, and there's a plan to do that. We will be providing water. In joining with the military, we have put up water. Run water has come on board. Individuals, business people has also come on board. As we've just had a call from a guy called Tapelo, who also said I can give 2 tankers. So the issue is that we are sensitive to the problem, and therefore we would supply more water and care. Our guys in emergency services are also ensuring that we would be able to cover that. So we call upon our people to use the hotline that's in existence if there are more problems. And you would know that we will also ensure that daily we assess and see where we should improve, where there's a need, we improve the support.
Right. There seems to be a plan in place, which I haven't heard other cities talk about. And this is what would need to happen if a situation ever arose where informal settlements required evacuation. Have you been thinking about that?
We did. In actual fact, we have not said it where, in particular, in fear that people will end up occupying those spaces. But in a case where there's a need for quarantine, people will have to create a platform for that purpose. The team has identified land and see where best we can be able to quarantine people at the city. So you're right that we'll be thinking about it.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Mpho Nawa. He's the Tshwane administrator.